guys, this is Eric Young, and you're listening to Booking the Territory.
Woo, Messi, this is professional wrestler Jimmy Valiant, the Boogie Woogie Man. Tell my people and my brothers and sisters, don't you dare miss Booking the Territory. Oh, yeah.
This is a one-man gang. You're listening to Booking the Territory Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, for this week's flagship episode of Booking the Territory Pro Wrestling Podcast, the most unprofessional wrestling podcast there is, and we're damn proud of it. Tonight, we got a bunch of patron shout-outs to come, and we'll be covering NWA WCW Saturday Night on TBS from November the 22nd, 1986, and I've got a few promos from NWA Worldwide from November 22nd, 1986. Thanks to big-time patron supporter and BTT Hall of Famer Tim Moreci for those promos. This is the go-home show before Starrcade 1986 and Night of the Skywalkers. With all that said, we have had trouble getting this goddamn show started because Harper's internet...
Because you and your shitty phone.
No, it's your piece of shit fucking computer that is the issue. Don't blame me. That's bullshit, and you know it.
Your phone sucks.
No, you're fucking it. You're
with your Skyping cell phone.
You watch too much porn on your goddamn laptop, and the bitch is shutting down
phone.
On you now. Anyway, now that we got that out the way, Doc, what's happening, pal?
Hey, man, that new theme song's lit AF, ain't it, pal?
Did you forget how to say lit as fuck? I'm confused.
Lit AF.
What? I'm trying to use the lingo for the kids, dude. You think I'm on Twitter all the time as fake Doc? I figure I'll prove that I know how to talk in hashtags and at signs.
Fake Doc and fake Mike Mills are at it again, bro.
Well, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and cut to the chase. BTT Doc, which isn't me, I still think it might be you.
It's not, that's a promise.
He gets the Docaholic Spotlight of the week for putting Armando Martinez squarely in his place.
That's fucked up, man. Armando's a longtime patron, a big supporter of this show.
He came at,
I like Armando. He's a good dude.
Okay, so follow this. He came at a Twitter, Twitter avatar that he thinks is me but isn't, and he got put in his place by somebody who isn't me but sounds remarkably like me. And if you're confused, so am I, and because of that, if you've confused even me, the great Doc, you get the spotlight of the week. Other spotlight of the week, or just current topic. Do you think Jeff Jarrett made Vince a bunch of money with Global Gold, and then to return the favor, he's getting in the Hall of Fame?
Right. How'd that gold work out? It was like Bitcoin?
Highly likely. I got no comment. I put my thoughts on that on Twitter. That's not a real Hall of Fame. There's a million people who deserve to go in. Not a million. I'm exaggerating. There's a lot more people who are more deserving.
Ivan Koloff,
definitely. Cornette in the Midnight Express.
Yeah.
It's
Menace to Society.
No. Yeah. The stupidity of the WWE Hall of Fame is ridiculous. And you know what I really want? I was glad like Ricky and Robert got in last year and Corny did the induction. But I was hoping that led me to believe, damn, next year it's a NOLA. They're going to put the Midnight Express in and Corny because, you know, of all the money the Midnights and Ricky and Robert drew down in the Mid-South in Louisiana, Mississippi. I mean, they were a hell of a draw down there for all those years. So I was like, man, they'll do it. Nah. So it's like Jared's going in. If anything, his damn family deserves to be in. Like, you know. His dad drew major money over the years. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's just stupid. It's not a real Hall of Fame. There's no brick and mortar building. It's like a fantasy land Hall of Fame.
and they get a ring, right?
Yeah, and they get paid. I think I heard, like, yeah, I don't want to quote the money, but I think there's some money involved, obviously, but whatever.
Well, hey, can we...
He's got a lot more drinking money on his hands now.
Uh-oh. Allegedly, pal.
Come on, man.
Can we go ahead and get started here? I got to get my kindergartner fitted for his bulletproof vest before school.
Dude, that you should... Don't joke like that, man.
What? What?
I know we're unprofessional, but damn. Nah.
Just fill his backpack with a bunch of three-subject notebooks, man. That could stop a fucking bullet.
Come here, kindergartner. You're going to be the good guy with the gun.
I don't know, Hopper. They don't make the books like they used to, bro. We used to have them big textbooks,
huh?
Bro, them big. They don't make textbooks like they used to, bro. Back in the day, a textbook could stop a gun. Not no more, bro.
Stop a gun or a bullet. Now.
Stop a bullet. I'm sorry. Oh, excuse me, Lord. Great one. Anything else you need to get off your chest before we get into this week's episode?
And it's go home week, dude. I'm ready for. I told you this week. I'm ready for fucking Starcade, dude. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I've been ready to. And Starcade pops off next week. We got to talk about how much we're gonna cover. I've actually got the notes for part one already. But you know, with all that said, man, this is the go home show. There is a lot. I don't want to say a lot going on, but between the two shows, between Worldwide and Saturday Night, there was some hellified promos cut for me, and I think you all will agree as we get into this thing. I got to throw this out there as we start the show. Harper, did you hear Fergie sing the national anthem at the NBA All-Star game?
Yeah, she sounded like two cats fucking in the backyard at 2 in the morning.
Well, you know what? We got some time before we get into the show.
I thought she sounded like she was singing Happy Birthday, Mr. President, like fucking Marilyn Monroe.
Let's listen to Fergie sing.
Hold on.
Sing the national anthem.
Hold on a second. Did you hear Charles Barkley saying he needed a cigarette afterwards?
I needed a whole bottle of Hennessy after.
I know I wasn't the only one waiting for her to pee herself while she was up there.
God. Remember that, Mike?
I have no clue what you're talking about. No.
If you were so busy watching piss porn, Harper, your computer would work and we could have started the show.
Let's listen to Fergie. Here she is. Good. Feel free to comment during it, Harper.
What so proudly wailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
See, she ain't hitting no stride yet. She starts getting into it later on, bro. It's like, what the fuck? Harper, you better not be kneeling.
Stand up, damn it.
Goddamn, pal.
For anybody getting offended, we're just having fun. Jesus Christ. Here it comes. Oh, not that one. Doc, did you see Draymond laugh at her, though?
Yes.
Somebody.
Draymond hit the spot.
Steph Curry's about to laugh. Here comes Draymond. This one. Draymond's laughing at her.
For the land of the free.
What is this pee talk, Hopper? No.
Come on, dude.
Here's what happened, bro.
That went over worse than what I thought it would. I thought Harper was going to have a little bit more fun with that, but I miscalculated it.
fucking basically her fucking whole career, she was with the Black Eyed Peas, so she could hide her fucking weaknesses. She was like a spot monkey. She would just have like the one spot where she had to, and then this shit, she had to actually sit there by herself and legit sing.
She had to grab a bat and head out to the plate by herself, right. And she got smoked on three face fastballs.
Yeah, it was like telling fucking Nikita, go out there and shoot a fucking 2-minute promo by yourself without fucking Uncle Ivan, and
you would have got exposed.
She got exposed. So anyway,
she was like a Jessica Rabbit and shit, dude. You don't remember her? You don't remember her pissing herself?
Nah, I ain't got a clue what you're talking about.
There was something at some concert several years ago with her. I mean, she was on stage and there was a wet spot at the only place. I mean,
on her vagina.
It's pretty hard. I mean, unless she was just sweating out of her honey hole, it was cheap.
Okay, sweating out of her honey hole. That's nice, Doc. Real classy. Well, all right, well, we need to get into this week's show. I want to remind all the patrons out there, if you are a patron, make sure you download the Podbean app, because that is how you get the patron-exclusive content, all the world-class shows, the Broad Logic shows that we've done, the Cowboys Ring Rat House where Michael Irvin made a broad sniff a line of cocaine off his dick. Oh, wait, what? That didn't happen. That's all hearsay. Anyway, but if you want the patron episodes, you got to download the Podbean app. So just a reminder out there. And then I want to shout out a couple of new patrons, at Chad JOURN, at Greg RHEA99 on Twitter, at JCorzo84, and at BBSFLOW, aka Tommy. Thanks for becoming patrons. And like I said, you know, we appreciate it. Greg is actually a Cowboy fan, Doc. He's from
well,
the Dallas,
welcome
Florida,
on
so.
Board, sir. Where's he from?
He's from the DFW area.
Oh, well, hopefully I don't run into you anywhere, but thanks for your patronage and come on board. Check your text messages real fast. I sent you a Fergie piss pants.
I didn't get it, sir. I don't know what to tell you.
Your cell coverage sucks.
Well, shit happens. I don't know what you want me to do, pal. So one last shout out. I do want to shout out someone on Twitter at History of WREST. This guy's been posting some of the best GIFs or GIFs, whatever the fuck they're called, I've ever seen. So, and he listens to the show, so I wanted to shout him out, man. He's posting all kind of GIFs and GIFs of the NWA, WCW, WCCW, Mid-South, all around, everywhere. Tons of fucking GIFs, so go check him out. With that said, let's get into this week's show. Again, NWA, WCW, November 22nd, 1986, sponsored by you, the patron. If you are not a patron, please become one. tinyurl.com/BTTpatron. We would appreciate it. So the show opens up. This is the go-home show. We're on the doorsteps of Starrcade 86. And as we get into the show, first off, Crockett is out there fumbling through his words, kind of like I do sometimes on the opening, and Shivani's out there with him as well. And then we got a quick promo from Brad Armstrong and the Rock and Roll Express. Now, Doc, I had it queued up. Harper, I had it queued up, but I want to throw it at y'all first. Did y'all have anything from this? Because the only thing I had was Ricky is still rhyming and shit.
I didn't have anything.
I just get the Rock and Roll hates transgendered people.
Why do you say that?
It's when they do the he wears a dress and
now you're gonna have to play it.
Yeah, here it is.
Boy, you can hear the excitement because Starrcade is Thursday night, Thanksgiving night. Brad Armstrong and the Rock and Roll Express. The countdown is on, gentlemen, to Starrcade.
Woo, I feel good today. How about it? Hey, man, coming up right around the corner is Starrcade 86, brother. We're going to take care of business. Jimmy Garvin, you bad. I know you real bad. You come out here and talk a big fight, brother, but it's backup time. Thanksgiving Day, we got a lot to give thanks for. I think Jimmy Garvin thinks he's too pretty. He's worried about being too pretty and not worried enough about what's going on in the wrestling ring, you know. know, I've heard a lot of stories about him.
That's right. Kenny. That's right. His father just owned him because he wore his sister's clothes. Yeah, caught him in the bathroom with a pair of pantyhose.
Whoa.
And our future's so bright, we need to wear shades. Woo! In the cage match, Tony, for the world. For the world tag team titles. 25th silver anniversary. You see, Anderson, we know what we're getting into when we crawl in that cage with you, brother. We know we might not be able to walk back out. But one thing is for sure, we are the champions, and when we leave that ring with no interference outside, we'll prove to you that we are the champions of the world. Woo!
The World Tag Team Champions, the Rock and Roll Express, along with Brad Armstrong.
All right, so yeah, like I said, Ricky's still rhyming and shit. He's got the rhyme there.
I pictured Marvin taking one of them pantyhose from back in the day when it used to be in the little plastic eggs. Like the ones your mama used to buy, and he's like sneaking in there, putting on a goddamn pantyhose, and his dad comes in and goes, "What are you doing, man? What the fuck?"
Did you say the pantyhose and the little egg thing?
Yeah, the legs.
Yes, I do. That was fucking pitiful.
For the 80s.
They don't make those no more.
Shit. How come we all know this, but our girls don't know who the Eagles are? The Philadelphia Eagles.
Jesus Lord. Oh man. Anything else, Harper? Expert analysis. You can only get that on BTT, everybody. What do you have, Doc?
I think this is the genesis of jiving and socializing, and even Brad Armstrong was getting into it. But dude, we're heading down to the cage and it's gonna be on, so let's don't get lost in the details there.
Yeah, right. We got a tag team match for the world titles.
And the future's so bright, you got to wear shades is about the most late 80s thing you could say.
Yes.
Yes, I agree. To me, Brad, I know you talked about he might look like Kerry because of his hair. Brad, to me, looks like his dad with the hair. Like, I was about to say he looks like a young version of him, which he basically is, but he reminds me of his dad for some reason a lot during this era.
He definitely looks like his dad in Smoky Mountain.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Where's the wood paneling and the deer on the wall?
Well, you know, you're right about that, because that house was still in the 80s, and even though we were in the 90s in the Smokies.
That house looked like it was in the mid to late 70s, pal.
Well, okay, there you go. The first matchup on this week is Tully versus Alan West. Tully beats his ass and wins with a slingshot suplex pretty quickly. I don't have anything else from it. Doc, you, or can we go to the next promo?
I got nothing, pal.
All right, Hulk, got anything? All right. Jim Cornette and the Midnight Express are coming out. Let's listen in to what they have to say.
I know the fans.
Shut up, you!
Wait a minute, they're saying Pumpkinhead. We should acknowledge that.
They're saying Pumpkinhead all over the country because of what the Road Warriors did, throwing pumpkins around, saying that they're going to throw the Midnight Express off that scaffold just like pumpkins. Well, let me tell you something. Starrcade 86 is going to be a big night for all of my men. Bubba Rogers is going to break Ronnie Garvin in little pieces, and then Night of the Skywalkers, 25 feet up in the air on that scaffold. Road Warriors, I'm going to tell you this right now. You take the former tag team champions of the world. You take two guys that weigh 300 pounds apiece and can bench press 600, and you put them up 25 feet in the air on a scaffold a few feet wide. You tell them that they got to have a fight, that two can come down by the ladder, but the two got to come down the hard way, and you tell them to work it out amongst themselves. That's exactly what's taking place. To win this match, you got to knock both your opponents off the scaffold, down to the ring, or to the floor, and it don't matter how you do it or how you get it done. Let me tell you something, Road Warriors, and I'm going to be dead serious for this. You look in my eyes right here. The Midnight Express value their careers and their lives very highly, and so do I, and so does Big Bubba Rogers. And I'm going to guarantee you this, Ellering, and you tell your men, because Ellering, you seem to be the only one with any sense. Whatever it takes, whatever we have to do, we're going to get the job done, brothers. These men are going to be the ones using the ladders. You're going to be the ones to hit that floor.
Let me ask Bobby Eaton what he thinks about going up on the scaffold.
Don't worry about it.
He's going to get the job done. Fans, we'll be right back.
I love Bobby's response right there. You're asking me nothing in that Alabama voice. Doc, what did you have from this?
Dude, Condrey just looked pissed off during that whole thing. And I'm telling you, the signs were there that he's burnt out.
I thought either that or he sold it great that he's really worried about this match.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
the fact is, he's like, what, 3 months from just up and leaving the promotion. I'm trying to work reverse engineer the could Harper and I get in the classic wrestling time machine and go back and have an intervention with Condry and
yeah,
lay him down on the therapist's couch and let him tell us about his problems so maybe he'll stick around a little bit longer. But
yeah, go ahead.
No, they got their confidence back. Apparently Corny was right. There was some training footage we missed because they're feeling confident, and I think the Road Warriors are in trouble, pal.
Harper, what do you have?
The best thing about that was fucking Bobby. Don't ask me fucking nothing. Fuck you.
he said fuck you on TBS without saying fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I wondered, like, I would love to know this, and I mean, I'm sure Shivani wouldn't even remember if you would ask him, but was Bobby, like, was that really, like, Shivani supposed to ask him something and maybe Bobby was supposed to respond and Bobby was like, nah, fuck that. I changed my mind. You can kick rocks and kiss my ass, pal. I'm not doing that. I ain't got nothing to say. That was great, though. And you're right, though. Condry sold. If he's not acting right there, he sold that he was nervous about what's coming. Let me tell you something. I watched Starrcade back last weekend. Man, like Harper said, Harper, how much money would it take you to get on that scaffold?
No, I mean, dude,
your response to me the last couple of weeks has been, fuck that.
Yeah, dude, fuck.
And it's not getting up there. It's getting up there with the 1986 Road Warriors, who were not sure know that this is a work.
I can't wait till we talk about it in a couple of weeks because it's later in Starrcade. I can't wait. We're going to have a long discussion about that match because – God damn, there's no way, like Harper said. There is no way. Okay. And here's the thing. That just was imagine. Not the only one they ever did.
I know, huh?
just climbed that shit in other promotions and did the same shit.
Oh, thanks.
Right. But go ahead. What were you saying? Just imagine what?
Just imagine all the joy we're going to bring all the Army and the Docaholics with their dead-end jobs when we talk about this.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole, man. Screw you.
What?
All right. Well, let's keep going. So after the Midnights, we have the most outlandish shit we have probably seen, and we've seen a lot of stuff between Dusty and Nikita coming up. Here it is.
And fans, we are back as Starrcade approaches. Let's bring in the superpowers. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, Nikita Koloff, First Blood, World TV title.
This is the week, Starrcade 86, throughout this country, throughout the land, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, Nikita Koloff, the superpowers, now united, has united a country. Now the four horsemen, all four of them face the biggest test of their entire lives. Their entire lives, now dear. Television land, radio land, media across this country, throughout the world are taking notes. Somebody in Spain and in Spanish are picking up the La Plume, ready to write this thing down. Slick Rick is about as slick as a Rick could be. I ain't even gonna say it. He gonna be slick when Nikita puts it on him. When Nikita puts it on him, he gonna know it's right, baby.
I heard last week we found he come on and say, only thing my women like about you, Nikita, is you talk. Well, you know how coming for after they with this space mountain and they have a good laugh, then they come to Nikita and say, let me see you talk. Now, Fred, I want to show you one more time. I want to show you one more time, Fred. Take a good look, Fred. Take a good look. This is your last good look at Nikita before Starrcade night. You see, I count right now about 5 days left before Starrcade. And well, in those last 5 days, you're going to be going, am I going to be able to defend this title against Nikita and walk out the champion? You're not sure, Fred. I know this. American Dream know this. And the whole world know this. Starrcade night, Fred. I've said before, and I'm going to say one more time. Could be your last night of champion.
You know it is, baby. You know it is. And the whole thing about that, you tell about your first blood. You know what? Queen Isabella told Columbus when he walked in, say, my boat is broke down, baby. The one, I don't know if I can make it another mile. She said, Chris, go discover that country and stand on it, baby. And that's what it's all about.
The American dream. Dusty Rhodes, let's go to the ring.
Okay. Doc, you go first.
Why does Nikita's chest and head look orange, but his hands look lily pale white?
Please tell me that's not the only that not what you took from that not that fucking insanity that we just witnessed and heard and watched.
Well, I'm gonna let you talk about it because you've been talking about all the pussy connotations for 2 weeks now since you watched it. So go ahead.
Well, go ahead, Hopper. What'd you have?
He's about as slick as a Rick can be. I guess you're saying dick, huh?
I guess. I don't know where Dusty was going with that.
What's not about that slick dick?
Okay. Oh boy. Okay.
And then Nikita say something about his tongue?
Well, that's what I thought y'all were gonna pick up on.
Bro, because I listened to this earlier. I was like, nah, he didn't say because he's got that stupid accent. That's just no way.
No, he said he was talking about his tongue.
Yeah.
Let me translate what he said. Nikita is talking about eating pussy. He said, after y'all ride Space Mountain, you come get my tongue.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but nobody can understand what the fuck he's saying, so it doesn't matter.
Bullshit. Yeah. I understood it at 42 years old, maybe not at 11 years old, but at 42, I knew what he was saying.
You come from a Cajun ghetto. That's the closest thing to the mushmouth nonsense coming out of his mouth. This whole shit was stupid.
Okay.
Christopher Columbus.
What the fuck was that about?
Dusty talking about discovering the New World in the Christopher Columbus reference. I was like, what are you talking about, Dust?
This was not... I didn't like any of this. No.
Okay.
No.
You didn't like it? I thought it was great. Harper, what about you?
It was...
No, that's Harper trying to say no.
I mean, Harper seems different. He seems like there's a lot more personality to him.
Harper feels about this segment like he did all those stupid, rotten, stinky hillbillies down in Georgia at the last Wildcat show.
Jesus Christ, huh? God. Motherfucker.
It was that bad, huh?
It was that bad. I mean, like, legit white trash rednecks.
Wow.
And those are the high class people compared to the Smoky Mountain folks. So imagine what that's like.
Jesus.
I mean,
Jesus.
That's the people outside,
and it's like old beat up like 1996 Saturns with the fucking faded Atlanta Brave bumper stickers on it. That's like 20 years old, and it's like, fuck, man,
Chipper Jones, man.
Yeah. Where the fuck am I?
These people are the rich cousins that the people in the Smoky Mountains drive down and try to borrow money from when they need more math.
Jeez. And then because
they're cousins, they just decide, well, let's don't borrow money. Let's just get married.
Let's just marry to the family so we don't have to go anywhere.
Well, right. It goes back to the question Dutch said. If you get divorced from, what did he say? If a man divorces his wife, does that still mean they're cousins or sister and brother? Dutch was telling some zingers on that shit, man. Oh, boy. All right, so next up we got Brad Armstrong versus Bill Mulkey. Brad wins in a quick match. All of them are quick, obviously. Hopper, any thoughts from this match?
Dude, what's with this ref?
Scrappy looks McGowan? Like fucking,
looks like one of the guys that works like at a carnival that's going to like guess your weight or something.
Well, the carnivals and wrestling have a lot in common. It's all carny bullshit. Yeah, yeah. That's Scrappy McGowan. He's going to do a lot of matches at Starrcade, too, so you better get used to him.
All right.
Yeah. He does look like he's carny, though. I got to agree with
you. Yes.
Doc, anything from this match?
No, sir.
All right. We're going to take a vote on this. Paul Ellering, are we playing it, Doc?
Yeah, nice. I think you might want to.
Okay, I had a note to say yes. I just wanted to take a vote from all three, so that's two.
Yep.
Here it is.
Fuck it.
Early in the program, I talked to Beautiful Bobby what he thought about being up, and he wouldn't give me a response. I think they're concerned about being 30 feet in the air, Paul Ellery.
And maybe some of the statistics came out. You know, Tony, I've been studying. Let's just set aside the study, the theory of quantum. Let's get down to physics. Let's get down to weight, distance, and height.
Yeah.
I have calculated that at the distance of the scaffold to the ring, the average speed of each contestant that hits that ring will be traveling at 86 miles an hour. Think about that, Jimmy Cornette. 86 miles an hour.
That's right.
Think about this. Humpty Dumpty went up the wall. Humpty Bobby, Dumpty Dennis had a great fall. You're never going to get the best of us. You're never going to get the best of us, Jimmy Cornette. On Thanksgiving Day, 5 days away, you're going to get the worst of the Legion of Doom. Remember this, and remember it well. 86 miles per hour. The greatest night ever, Starrcade 86, the Legion of Doom, Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to come, we're going to stand high, and we're going to see Humpty Bobby and Dumpty Dennis have a great fall. 86 miles per hour.
Fans, when we come back, we'll take a look.
All right, Doc, what'd you have from it?
First of all, Ellering's out there giving a physics talk. And there's that one woman yelled. She didn't have a clue what he was talking about. Nobody in that room did. And I thought that was Ellering's best promo all year.
I had something similar. What did you have, Hopper?
You think that that was true? That fucking 86 miles an hour?
Who cares? It's a great story.
Hell no, but like.
And who in that room was going to dispute it with any contrary evidence?
Yes.
I ain't gonna say it. We're unprofessional for a reason. What?
All right. Well, you may want to get your edit button ready.
Oh fuck.
I don't. One of my favorite podcasts is the Studcast.
Yeah.
But I don't for a second truly believe that a 9-year-old was left in the desert of New Mexico to kill rabbits. But it's a fantastic story. And I've heard him tell it 3 or 4 times, and I listen every time because it's great. And he's such a good storyteller. I don't really care if it's true or not.
I don't know, bro. I believe some of that shit because, man, people, it was a different world. Like, I think of the shit that, like, we dealt with as kids and think of the generation before us and before that. Ron's old, man. They didn't have child protection services and all the shit they had nowadays. Parents used to rough their kids up.
Okay, so here's the deal, pal.
Tough, tough love back
okay,
in
so,
the day.
And again, let me say this. Ron Fuller is an ace storyteller.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love a former guest. Love the work he does. It is top shelf. But here's the problem I have in his story. How many 9-year-olds have you ever met that could walk and chew gum at the same time, much less survive on their own for 3 months? And I don't care what period of history.
I think we've regressed as a society in many ways. And
so what you're saying is you want to make.
I think you and I at 9-year-olds could handle ourselves a lot better than your kids ain't 9 yet, but the 9-year-olds of today.
So you're saying you want to make America great again. I got it.
What the hell's that got to do with anything?
I don't know. We should probably get back to wrestling.
Book it, bitch.
All people I'm don't saying like it. Is people today's don't like 9 it. Today's 9-year-olds are too woke. So they're not as smart as the old school 9-year-olds.
People don't like it when you talk politics, Mike.
Oh no, I mean nobody does. People listen to this show to escape politics.
Oh, okay.
What do you think about gun control?
Shut up, Harper. Let's get back to the ring.
This whole weekend, it was about nothing but Black Panthers and fucking AR-15s. Two things that should never go together. That's what Mike told me.
Okay, now he's lying. All right.
No.
All right. So the next match up is Crusher Khrushchev versus Keith Patterson. Crusher wins in under a minute. Same old same here. Russian sickle. Doc, anything from that?
I may have fast-forwarded through this because I don't remember this happening.
It wasn't.
Well, you didn't miss anything.
You didn't miss much.
Fair enough.
After Crusher is Paul Jones, and I think Paul Jones is good here, so I had planned on playing it. What did you
really?
Well, he's fired up. If nothing else.
It was because what he said that you would not hear during today at all.
Play it. Hit play.
Well, we mentioned about Starrcade right around the corner, and you saw from our control center the 12 matches for Starrcade that have been signed, the two host cities, Atlanta and Greensboro, and then, of course, selected locations around the country to see it on the giant closed-circuit screen. Starrcade 86, the Skywalkers. Many big matches. One of them is the Hair versus Hair. This may be the last time we see you here on this program with your hair.
It's getting down to the wire, and this is it. And let me tell you something. Wahoo McDaniels, you're going to lose your first draft match. I do not put good money and turn it into bad. Ravishing Rick is going to beat you, Wahoo. And Jimmy Valiant, I'm sick and tired of messing around with you. This is it. You can get Big Mama all you want. But let me tell you something. You love her a lot. But women are a dime a dozen. You can find women every day to wash your clothes and do everything for you. But let me tell you, as much as you love her, you better get used to her being a bald-headed geek. And as far as getting Manny Fernandy up in a cage, you haven't done that yet. You think by Manny up in a cage that you'll have a green light and you can cut my hair? Well, you better think again, because it's Starrcade. You're going to see what it's all about.
Let's go to the ring.
The way Tony looked at him, like, this motherfucker is nuts right now. Doc, what'd you have from this?
He's fired up, dude. His hair is on the line. And you know what? It's not the greatest promo of all time, but if it ain't going to be scripted and we're heading into Starrcade and he's down the card in a feud, that promo works just fine for me.
I thought he was good, man. I mean,
he's all right.
Jones.
He's all right.
Well, I thought... Let me tell you what made it for me. When he said women are a dime a dozen and you can find anyone that'll wash your clothes,
I thought that
was a great line, because we've heard Arn talk about, you know, a woman's job is in the kitchen and making babies. And I just think that was a great insult. Look,
once we get women back in the kitchen and our 9-year-olds tough again, we'll be great again, pal. I get it.
We will.
Exactly.
We will. I'm telling you, Harper said something I don't know, 5-6 months ago on the show. He said, bruh, you know what the problem is nowadays? People are woke now. And that's what we're dealing with. We got a society full of woke folks.
Bunch of woke bitches.
Yeah. All right. With that said, so after that, we got Manny and Rick Rude versus Bill Tabb and Brody Chase. Manny and Rude win, obviously. Manny hits the flying burrito. I had a question, though, for both of you. I wanted to see if you remember this, because I saw it on Worldwide this week. Do y'all remember what Manny and Rick Rude's entrance music was as a tag team?
No.
From back then? No.
It is, we will rock you.
Okay.
And I thought, like, when I was watching Worldwide, I was like, damn, that's perfect for them. Because that shot A shit for Rick Rude is, I mean, it was fine, but, you know, you'll never see that on the network if they put that on Worldwide. I can tell you that.
Oh,
right,
hell
now.
No.
Who knows what the hell they'll dub in for that. Or they'll just cut the entrance altogether so they don't have to worry about it. But, yeah. So, anyway, Manny and Rude win. Thoughts from the match, Doc, if any?
They sure look dominant.
Of course. Harper, anything from you?
No.
Now, remember, Rick Rude is going to be facing Wahoo in an Indian strap match.
Who?
So, we will see that.
How come nobody can say Wahoo McDaniel?
Wahoo McDaniel.
What did I say wrong, Doc? I'm confused.
No, every wrestler that comes out there calls him Wahoo McDaniels.
Oh, with an S on the end?
Yes.
I've never noticed that.
It would be like if I called you Mike Mill.
Okay. Is that supposed to be funny?
I'm just wondering why people can't talk right.
Oh, all right. I hear you. Well, let's keep it moving. We got JJ, Tully, Arn, and Ole up next. Here it is. Yeah.
James J. Dillon, members of the Four Horsemen, the Andersons, and Tully Blanchard.
Well, it's 5 days and counting down to Starrcade, the big occasion. A lot of questions are going to be answered in 5 days. Sports writers are asking me. They say, Ric Flair, can he withstand the awesome Russian sickle from Nikita Koloff? Well, let me remind you, the Nature Boy Ric Flair survived the plane crash. They said he'd never walk, let alone ever wrestle. He's climbed back in the ring and become the greatest heavyweight champion of all time. So let me ask the question. Can Nikita Koloff, with those legs that barely maintain that massive chest and those big bulging triceps, can they withstand the awesome power of the figure four leg lock? The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes and Tully Blanchard. The talk is over with. And Dusty Rhodes, all that shucking and jiving and boogieing that you like to do isn't going to help you, because it's a race to the finish line, first blood, and we plan to take you out. Then the Rock and Roll Express. Sure, they got the belts. Sure, they got youth. Sure, they got speed. But the Andersons got experience. The Andersons got size. And they've been there so many times before. They're awesome.
I tell you what, Rock and Roll Express, Dusty Rhodes, and that big one, Nikita, y'all better get ready. Mark it down as your last day on Earth. 86, I said, was going to be the last day for Dusty Rhodes, and 86 is going to be. And Starrcade might just as well be the place. It's as good as any. And when I'm talking about Rhodes being through, we might as well include the Rock and Roll Express, and we might as well include Nikita, because they're all going to go down at Starrcade.
Four Horsemen, diamonds are forever, and so are the Four Horsemen. Yeah!
Okay, let's go back to the ring.
Oh, yeah, we caught the Midnight Express music there as they're getting ready to face off against Art Pritz and Vernon Deaton. Let me just say it right now. Midnight wins. But, Doc, what'd you have from the J.J. Tully, Arn, and Ole promo? And keep in mind, we are going to hear from Ole on Worldwide in a minute when we get to it. So what'd you think, Doc?
I just, when the facts are laid out, I don't see how anybody else has a chance at Starrcade. The Horsemen are ready, and people are going to get hurt. I was just wondering, like, it would have popped me if Ole took over and started talking in Rob Fuller voice. Them Rock and Rollers are pretty little fellers. I don't know if I want to fuck them or fight them.
I miss Robert Fuller and Smoky Mountain, man.
Boy, yeah. No kidding.
I really do. He was so good. God, he's so good in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. It's just a small part of his career, but he was so good. Harper, what'd you have from this?
He just fucking made a factual statement. They have experience in fucking size. You know? Y'all might be young and the hottest thing going today, but y'all ain't us, motherfucker.
And that's a problem for you.
I'm sitting there, yeah, that's a problem for them. I'm sitting there watching it. I'm just like, man, that Ole, he's just an old fucking curmudgeon. And God, man, the Horsemen.
What did his shirt say?
Oh, what did it say? I can't even remember what it said.
It's the one. Oh, God, if you hadn't have said it.
I'm that good or something like that.
That damn good or something.
Yeah. I'm thinking to myself, boy, they might actually sweep the belts, man, at Starrcade. Mm-hmm. Imagine that. Because, I mean, you got to be thinking that.
Yeah, they're the odds-on favorites, pal.
Pretend like you haven't seen it before and it's your first time watching it and we're going into it and it's happening this Saturday or this, you know, Thursday, Thanksgiving. Man, I know I was thinking, shit, man, they always win. Dude, they're going to win all them belts because they're the bad guys. That's how you thought back then. So anyway, all right, we'll keep going. Doc, did you have any notes on the Midnight Express defeating Art Pritz and Vernon Deaton?
I don't think so.
Yeah, Harper, you?
I like the finish. With the Boston Crab, and he jumped on him from the top rope.
Boy, no kidding.
With the knee drop, and the guy was knocked out.
No kidding. Midnight Express, man, one of the best ever. One of the best ever. All versions of them. Well, I consider the versions, obviously, Dennis Condrey, Bobby, and then Stan Lane and Bobby. But anyway, we'll keep going. So, hey, I want to remind you, if you're listening to the show on YouTube, this is just one portion of the show. To listen to this show in its entirety, you can find us anywhere you get your podcast from, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, TuneIn Radio, just by searching Booking the Territory. Subscribe however you get your podcast and never miss a show. Like I said, the thing about it is, like, the interviews that we do, like, next week I got Bo James part one on. He's coming back to talk some Ron Wright, some Ronnie Garvin, because he's real good friends with Ronnie Garvin, some Boogie Woogie Man Jimmy Valiant. I got Bo coming on next week, so that won't be on the YouTube version. You'll have to download it from Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, TuneIn Radio, all that good stuff. And as Doc said earlier in the show, before we got to the NWA section, Doc, what happens when we get to 200 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts / iTunes? The BTT Broads.
We have a party.
The BTT Broads.
Oh, yeah, we bring the bitches on.
Yeah, we bring the broads on. So we're going to do a BTT Broads recording, and we'll see how that goes. Hopefully it'll be a lot better than me and my wife watching the Women's Royal Rumble, which if you're a patron right now, you have access to that. The worst podcast known to man. People are being nice, saying they enjoyed it. I don't know what. I mean, I guess there were parts that were semi-funny, but to me,
what's wrong with her? What's wrong with your squad?
We're watching. One of the things she says is we're watching this. Somebody comes out. Becky Lynch comes out, and she has no clue who she is. And then she says something to the effect of, how did she say it? Is she a good person or a bad person?
Mm.
I just, like, took a deep breath. She doesn't know heel, face, all that good stuff. So it was a challenge to get through it. But anyway, let's keep going. We got a promo coming up next. I need to play this between, this is Dutch.
The fuck?
Mm-mm. What?
The fucking village people.
How are you going to have, here's the thing, and here's why you don't play it. How are you going to have these four guys out here, and the only one that doesn't get to talk is Dutch?
Right.
Well, bro, hold on one second. I'm glad y'all said that. I wasn't going to play it for the promo as much as I wanted to play it to paint the picture as they were saying these things of what we have out there. So let me stop you for a second. We got a fucking Nazi. We got a Native American. And we got two cowboys.
And a Mexican. He's not out there.
Right, Hector's not out there with him. But again, we got a Nazi, we got a Native American, and we got two cowboys.
This shit looked like a community college class catalog with a Nazi attached to it.
I mean, when you're young, your mind doesn't process stuff the way it does when you get older.
Right.
And now that I'm older,
bad guys.
Right. Now that I'm older, I'm like, what the hell am I? What is this? go ahead, Harper. You were about to say something.
I don't know. You get two cowboys that look like they're fucking extras from fucking Urban Cowboy. And then you got fucking Indian that looks like the fucking Chief's fucking mascot. And there's a goddamn Nazi. That looks like he's from a fucking Captain America comic.
And again, Dutch is the one that looks the youngest by far.
The other part is Dutch in Bobby Jagger's attire as a cowboy is so not cowboy looking, because they got these bright colors on.
It's the 80s, like the pal. Neon,
like
cowboys,
the costume cowboys. Mm-hmm.
What do you think Urban Cowboy was? You have no clue
that's
about
what they
that.
Look like. They're from fucking Urban Cowboy. You see them like in the background drinking a Lone Star.
I guarantee you Mike's never seen Urban Cowboy. I
really?
Bet money on that.
Get in the truck, sissy.
Get in the truck, sissy. That's one of the best movies. That's one of the best movies ever.
Okay. You always speak in hyperbole. Let me just put that out there for the patrons, everybody out there listening. You always.
My aunt used to live down the street from fucking Mickey Gilly.
Okay.
Pasadena.
There you go. Here's a poll question for you then, pal.
I got a poll for you, pal.
Right. Put this on the page. What's a better movie, Urban Cowboy or Menace to Society?
Oh, Menace to Society, hands down.
And the army, is going to tell you real fast how you're wrong.
Oh, you're full of bullshit. Menace to Society, hands down.
I love Urban Cowboy because when you watch it now, they're all just white trash.
God.
Because he beats the shit out of her.
No kidding.
And then they get back together, and she's fucking some ex-con, and then it's just like, what the fuck?
And he's a dirty piece of shit.
Yeah.
they're robbing the juke joint.
Yeah, they're fucking robbing Gillies.
Somehow we went from talking about a Nazi, a Native American, and two urban cowboys to this.
It happens.
But I will repeat, just wait till you see the Nazi and the Mexican tagged together at Starrcade 86 next week. I think it's in part one. Just wait. Just wait.
Can't wait.
We will keep going for right now, though, because next up is Doc's favorite person, and it is the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Woo! So let's hear what Rick's got to say as we go into Starrcade 86.
We're just about to the point now, 5 days away, when all the talk is over. It's Ric Flair, Nikita Koloff, in the ring for the World Heavyweight title during Starrcade.
Tony Schiavone, there are a lot of times that I'll walk out here, and I'll really fire up because I like the people throughout the wrestling world to feel the emotion in Ric Flair's great mind and even greater body. But this time, Tony Schiavone, I'm going to be real cool. And I'm going to break this down for you. Jim Crockett Promotions. And you ask any wrestler and any federation, anything in the world, Jim Crockett Promotions puts together Starrcade. And it's the greatest wrestling event of all time. We're talking about a gross gate of maybe $15, maybe $20 million. We're talking about a viewing audience of over 100,000 people. We're talking about the premier wrestling event in the world today. And Nikita Koloff, in 1983, I walked the aisle for the first time against Harley Race, and I was going after this, and I was nervous. I was scared to death. It was my second chance to be the world champion, and I was scared to death. I know what you're going through. So when you walk out here and tear off your shirt and flex your muscles, you're not doing it for some Johnny come lately. You see, I don't care if you're from Russia. I beat up people in Japan, Yugoslavia, Tokyo, China, Spain, all over Europe. That's my job. This says world heavyweight champion. Don't care where you're from. In other words, it's my job to beat you at Thursday night, 5 days from now. Woo! I'm going to walk it out. I'm going to make $1 million, and I'm going to beat the big bad wolf. Woo!
Let's go to the ring.
Hit the tagline, Harper. Jesus.
Yeah, that was fucking great, huh?
I like how
I'm sitting here watching
shortest...
as it play. He's so amped. Go ahead, Doc. I didn't mean to cut you.
Well,
off.
And that's what's great about it is because he comes out and he goes, I'm just going to be calm and cool and tell you how it is, and then immediately start yelling. And I love it. He's like, I don't care that you're Russian. I beat people up all over the world.
Bro, he was
I'm
so
the world
right
champion.
There.
That's my job.
I was nervous when I was trying to beat Harley Race. Dude, he hit it all.
Mm-hmm.
I've been where you've been, and guess what? I was nervous, but you don't have what it takes, because I'm me, and you're you.
Yeah, fuck you.
I don't know what else he could do right there.
He just spoke the truth.
He just said, after that nonsense Dusty and Nikita did in the back, Jim Crockett was like, damn, that really wasn't what we're looking for. And Rick said, don't worry, I got this.
I mean, He basically gave him a goddamn gospel sermon about when he walked in to beat Harley Race a few years ago, but and how that was, and how he's been around the world, he's beat everybody and whatever. He's basically, I've been here before, and that's that. And I'm, you know, you're the newcomer, man. Like that wasn't like a top five promo of all time, but it's as good as it's gonna get.
It's just how it's done.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, man. Anything else?
No.
So after that, we got Arn Anderson versus Tony Zane. It's very quick. Arn wins with the Gourd Buster, which you'd expect. And then we got one more from the Horsemen out there. All of them are out there this time. Rick, mm-hmm. Ollie, Arn, Tully, and JJ. I'm going to play that. Here it is.
Right here. There you go, Rock. Showing the unity. That's what it's all about. Go ahead, jump in there.
All right. How about that, Tony Schiavone? The Four Horsemen. That's what it's all about. The mastermind. And all the talent. The New World Tag Team Champions. Only Lord Anderson. The New World Tag Team Champion. Tully Blanchard and Nikita. They're all going to walk out and watch me take the single, get up, and put the finger four on you and break the ceiling.
Here's how it goes, Tony Schiavone. The Andersons are in the attack position. You check our record in the cage. We've broke legs. We've broke arms. Our record in the cage is impeccable. New World Tag Team Champions. Tully Blanchard, first blood. His specialty is laying people open. We know how you cut, Rhodes. You cut easy. Case closed. New World Television Champion. And then you overdress cue ball. You come out here with your sweater tied around your neck and your pleated pants. And we're going to show you why my cousin, The Rock's cousin, Ric Flair, that what he does better than anything else in the world is protect that world championship belt. You see, Q-Ball, what you have is a big mouth and a big ego and a lot of aspirations. You got a lot of talent. But, my friend, you've got in bed with a full horseman, and when you're in bed with the big dogs, Dusty Rhodes or nobody else can help you.
Fans, we'll see you at Starrcade Thanksgiving night.
Well, we better get it. We better go get a ticket, pal. We can't miss this.
Bruh, I mean.
It's a shame that Arn's not going to win a Rolex here.
Damn. So. I don't know. I'm kind of speechless. They just, you got to remember. So this isn't a syndicated show. This is TBS. I don't know if they could send you off any better or to the national audience. That's, you know, going to be out there. I don't know.
Well, I guarantee you when I was 12, I'd have been like, well, that sounds like a great show. I'm not going to get to see.
Yeah, really? Huh? Man, that's fuck. I don't even know why you're telling me to call the cable provider because I don't have fucking cable.
I don't have cable. I don't know. I'm and then I'm gonna get a spanking if I ask to spend $54.95 on this shit.
Well, no, but even then, the only way to see it was at the closed circuit locations.
Oh yeah, never mind.
That shit ain't on cable.
My parents would have been more likely to spend the $55 to be able to stay home and watch it than to drive me somewhere and sit there while it was going on. And all of it was out of the and every bit of it was out of the question.
Of course,
because they were put out. They were put out that they were at their parents' house or one of their parents' house, my grandparents' house, and it was on TV for free in front of them. Fuck you, Mom and Dad.
That's nice.
That's real nice, Doc. Hey, Doc, let me. I forgot to shout out a couple of patrons earlier. I gotta do that real quick, and then we're gonna do the Rolexes. So, at Mitchell. JOHNS18, I appreciate that, and I wanted to shout out also Jesse Lucas, thank you as well for becoming a patron. If you're not a patron, again, it's tinyurl.com/pttpatron. Get access to all the patron only content that's out there. And then I want to shout out the patron hall of famers, Jesse L, Joe Ice, at DNEIW, Alice, R.E. Miller, Justin_Andretti, JShiny21, at Natural Hacksaw, Thin Man Within, Slider91 US, Chef Daddy 32, USC 49ers Dodger. That's Armando Martinez, Doc. That's who you were
making
fun of earlier because the fake Doc and him were feuding on Twitter.
Armando, I ain't the one that that's got beef with you. So I know you don't like me. I know you don't like me. And guess what? I don't give a shit. But nice. I'm not the one snapping back at you, pal.
Bro, him and fake Doc with that series of tweets was pretty fucking funny this past week. I have to admit.
What I tell you after that, I was like, man, this guy kind of sounds like me. I need a fake Doc to go to work with me, too, and do my job.
At Gerald Green III, at T-Hog94, at SV Pageant, Martin Howell 71, Tim Orecchi, Coleman 822, Gobbled Unreal, at Unconvinced Ray, thanks for being Hall of Fame patrons. We appreciate it. Hall of Fame patrons, once you get to your seventh month of patron membership, if I haven't already contacted you, please email bookingtheterritory@gmail.com. That way I can get you your Pro Wrestling Tees t-shirt or the T Public t-shirt of your choice because that is included in your membership. So please remind me once you get to 7 months if I haven't gotten to you by then. All right, so we gotta do some Rolexes here. Doc, you go first. I really think I know who you're going to give it to, but go ahead.
Ric Flair, dude.
Yeah, I need the same thing here.
It's like, gotta be Rick.
Yeah, Rick's gotta get it. So, what are we gonna rate the episode? This is, I actually think this is a tough one. I'll go first. To me, just on the strength of Rick at the end and the Horseman at the end, and then also the Horseman earlier on where JJ did most of the talking, I'm gonna give this one give this episode a B.
Oh. You gotta give it an A, man.
I'm gonna give it a B plus. I felt like something was missing.
The fuck?
What? I can't make it a B plus? Is there something wrong with that?
It's your grade, pal. You can get it as wrong as you want to.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was an F. God damn. Yeah, I'm gonna give it a B plus. Doc, what are you giving it?
Straight up solid A.
Yeah.
Right. I'm ready to buy a ticket. I'm ready to buy a ticket. What else do you want?
Now don't get me wrong. Rick talked me into the building.
Fuck yeah, bro.
I'm thinking, Doc, I think we ought to drive to, where you want to go, Greensboro or the Omni? Which one? What do you want to put gas in the car?
Atlanta's going to be closer, pal.
Yeah,
Atlanta's a lot closer. Greensboro's a haul. Are we getting a ticket? We're getting in the car? What are we doing? What time are we leaving tomorrow?
Well, why don't you come pick me up in your little Prius and let's go?
Fuck you.
Gross.
You're an asshole.
What is it? A Prius? Isn't that what you have? What do you drive?
I don't drive a Prius. I have a Kia Optima.
Oh, so much better.
Jesus Christ. I thought I smelled something.
You smell that pussy in here. It smells like Badussi in here. It's my car.
Smelling like Badussi. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, let's get that one straight, brother. Mm. All right. Well, let's keep going. So we y'all both gave it an A, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's keep going.
Here's the problem here.
Well, we got Worldwide, and I got a couple that I'm gonna play from this. So you know, we got a couple of promos. There were a few promos in this episode. The Rock and Roll had one. Boogie Woogie had one. Arn had one, and that's the one I'm gonna play first. So let me tell you two sons of bitches something. This is not the network, but for some strange reason, when I play VLC Player from my desktop, from my screen, when I'm recording on Skype, it pauses. I will edit out the pause, but you two son of a bitches don't say nothing when it fucking pauses. Okay? Thank you.
What?
Here we go. Here's Arn Anderson.
Can you do it? Can you, inside the cage, you and Ole against the Rock and Roll, they ask for the match inside that cage?
David Crockett, I'm going to get out and I'm going to talk about theory. Theory is what comes to a head on a situation like Starrcade. You see, I go to these arenas in every major city in the country, and people look at me, they swear at me, they spit on me, they say, you make me sick. Don't you have any morals at all? And I go back and I think to myself, time and time again, I start thinking, boy, am I doing right? Am I doing the proper things that I should be doing? And then it all comes to me when I pull up in my driveway after getting off at Butler Aviation, off that private jet. And I pull up in my driveway and I see those two new cars, that new home full of new furniture. Then I go and I look at my bank book and it all comes back to me. And I take that public opinion and I wad it up and I throw it in the trash can. You see, the Four Horsemen don't thrive on public opinion. They don't thrive on trying to please the PTA. What we thrive on is being the very best we can be at what we are. And what we're doing at this particular stage of the game is getting ready for Starrcade. You see, when we go to Flair's and we're in that gym pumping that iron, doing those free squats, doing those step-ups, then we move into the house and we sit there and we watch the tape, the three things we've decided. Number one, Rock and Roll, you've been afforded a luxury of being champion for a long time. Now, the Andersons are on the attack. Check our record in a cage match. Number two, Dusty Rhodes, the one thing that is most evident about you is you cut real easy. So, first blood, there's our angle of attack. And last but not least, Cue Ball, just because you want to say you've been Americanized, Ric Flair's going to do what he's done better than anybody else in the last 4 years, and that is defend the title that's always been his. The fight, the Four Horsemen reign.
Let's go to the ring.
Well, goddamn, if you thought he cut a good one earlier, what'd you think of that one, Doc?
I like that shit. We don't give a fuck what y'all think.
Right.
Fuck you.
He told them, we don't give two shits what you think about us as people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We don't care. Whatever. Fuck you. We're the horsemen. That was good. Doc, what did you
think? Yeah, it was.
It's the truth, man. They're out there to win. They're out there to train and do this thing the way they know how and collect those gold belts.
Goddamn right about that. Harper, anything else before I move to Dusty, who's up next?
That was fucking perfect. Right. They don't give a shit about you.
Nope. Not one bit.
They got a brand new car, a new furniture. Fuck you. Yeah, they must be doing something right.
You ain't chipping in on this rent. Fuck you.
Goddamn right about that. All right. So, it's like I said, it's hard to queue up from this. It's actually a lot easier than the network. But I'm going to play it now, and this should be Dusty coming up in a few seconds from the time I started.
I only need to say one thing to start this First Blood World TV title.
You know, J.J. Dillon said it right when he said, I looked up in Tully Blanchard's eyes and I said, you better make it good. You didn't make it good, because I'm still standing here. Now, I think by now, everybody knows the players. Everybody knows where the game's going to be played. And everybody knows the rules and the regulations. But Starrcade 86 got another meeting for Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. Laying out there right now, my main man, Magnum T.A., and every time I walk in that hospital, and I see him working his way back, and I see his eyes light up when you mention Starrcade, that's what Starrcade is all about. That's what it's all about. And I look there, and I say, you know what? That big old Russian I got running around me right now, I found out one thing. He bleeds red just like me and you, Daddy, and he just smiled at me. And I say that heart he's got is just a little bit bigger right now because it's a little extension of yours, Maggie Mae. And thousands of people around this country on Starrcade night, when they purchase that ticket, and the participants that walk to that ring, and each and every one of them, there's a little bit of Magnum T.A. There's a little bit of Magnum T.A. in everybody. And I know right now on that special night, that is his night. Starrcade 86 belongs to Magnum T.A. And when I walk from that room today, daily, seeing him, he looked up at me and he said, Dream. He said, sometimes life's a drag. Sometimes it's a bust. But we all got to do what we must, baby. We got to keep on. Keeping on. Let's stop talking about it and let's do it, Daddy.
I thought the line at the end was great. All the talking's over, but Harper, what'd you think about it?
It was nice to see him hear him mention Magnum. So about people time. Don't fucking forget about him.
About time.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, they hadn't mentioned him in a few weeks, but like we talked about earlier or a couple weeks back, you know, you sadly don't want people worried about what has happened. You got your biggest show of the year coming up. You got to display what's about to happen. Doc, what did you have from it?
Yeah, the part about Magnum, I mean, it's like shit. Here's the other thing, no spoilers, but he just basically made this the Magnum TA Memorial Cup.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna tell you what happens, but in 2018, the babyface is coming out of that son of a bitch with the belt.
So you don't want to further explain what you mean by that?
I don't. We'll okay. Revisit it after okay. Starrcade, pal.
Gotcha. All right. So, guess who's up next? We just gave Rick our Rolexes, right?
He's gonna come out and show us his recently acquired Rolex watch.
Y'all might be giving Rick another Rolex.
Okay. Yeah.
After this,
I got a whole briefcase of them.
Here it is.
The man that's been on the edge so many times and has never gone over, the world heavyweight champion Ric Flair. But this time, Rick, Nikita Koloff, can he do it to you?
Well, far and away, the biggest challenge of my entire wrestling career, Starrcade 86, Nikita Koloff. Let me say something to you. See, Dusty Rhodes comes out here and he talks about Magnum T.A. And we know that Magnum T.A. is a fallen hero. It's great to have compassion. And we all got compassion for a man of the stature and the magnitude and the reputation of a Magnum T.A. But you see, the difference there, Dusty Rhodes, I wrestled Magnum T.A. Blanchard's wrestled him. The Andersons have wrestled him. We know that Magnum T.A. will walk that aisle again because he's that kind of a man. And you see, that's where we cut the compassion off. While you're worrying about Magnum T.A. and while Nikita Koloff, who once never cared about anybody, all of a sudden you got that soft spot in your heart, Nikita. All of a sudden you're a sensitive human being. That's the difference between you and me, Nikita.
Damn.
When I'm in that ring, I don't care about anybody in the whole world but me. You see, I'm the world champion, and I got compassion for everybody, but I do nothing for anybody but me. You see, Starrcade Knight, I'm going to make $1 million. That's a fact. No brag, just fact. And if I don't beat you next year, you'll be wrestling Magnum T.A., and I won't. Not a chance, big man. Woo!
Well. Did he cut a good go-home promo there, Doc?
It was great, but I like the one from Saturday night better.
Oh, I mean, I didn't mean to position it as this one.
It sure sounded like you did. You wanted me to give out more Rolexes. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Fuck.
You can't give out another Rolex at all?
Nope.
Why not?
It doesn't work that way.
It does not work that way.
Okay, so Hopper, you thought the Saturday night one was better?
Yeah.
I thought that was good because he started fucking with Magnum. Like he kind of put it over, but then he was like, you got a soft spot. I ain't worried about nothing but me. And then he left it at that. All right. Well, we got one more.
I got a man. How long have you had that problem?
Yeah. We got one more. Before we get to it, please use our Amazon referral link. It's tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. It is a great way to support the show going forward. Look, when you purchase things from Amazon, we get a little bit of a small kickback on return when you use the Amazon referral link. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon.
When will Harper and I get some of that?
Yeah, fuck.
As soon as I get out the red, Jesus Christ. How many times I got to tell you the same thing over and over?
We got to audit these books, Harper.
Yeah. Work harder.
We got to audit the books. That's a good one, Doc. tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon. Give it to the wives. Give it to the girlfriends. Anyone in your family who makes purchases on Amazon, give it to them. And again, it's a great way to support us going forward. Again, also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Hit the like button, and then the shop now button will take you to the Pro Wrestling Tee store. If you miss any of those links, they are in the show description, whether it's the Tee Public store, whether it's the Pro Wrestling Tee store. You can get all kinds of T-shirts and goodies there from us. So who did I just lose from the call? Oh, never mind. That was just me. All right, so let's keep going. Jesus. We got one more. What?
What the fuck?
It dropped the line again, it looks like.
All right. Well.
No, it didn't. I thought I dropped one of y'all, but it
yeah, something. Oh yeah, someone's gone.
Yeah, there it is.
It's saying it's there. Whatever.
Most unprofessional podcast ever.
Yeah, there it is. We got one more to go. So out comes J.J. Dillon, Arn, and Tully at the end of Worldwide from November 22nd, 86, and here they are.
Look at him, JJ, calm and cool.
Dave, I want to first say congratulations to you and to Jim Crockett Jr., president of Jim Crockett Promotions, for really taking the greatest stars of the National Wrestling Alliance, putting them all together on one night in the two Starrcade cities, Greensboro, North Carolina, and the Omni in Atlanta, Georgia, for what truly has to be the most spectacular evening in all of wrestling history. And as we're winding down on the final edition of Worldwide Wrestling leading into Starrcade, I think it's only fitting that Tully Blanchard and Arn Anderson, two of the four horsemen, are here for a very impressive win. And I think we've had ample time to all express our feelings. We've had ample time over the weeks in the kickoff and countdown to Starrcade to express why, our motivations, what's pushing us. And the four horsemen made it very clear a long time ago when everything was being formulated that we were going to have our say this time around because we were going to stay together as a unit. Ric Flair, the greatest heavyweight champion in history,
stuck with the Four Horsemen. Nobody was going to dictate to him. Tully Blanchard, the first time, got the American Dream in our type of match. We set the rules, and we're going to have it that way, Starrcade Night. Gentlemen, I think everything has been said. You just showed me and the whole wrestling world you're geared up like you've never geared for anything else before, and there's going to be a few people that are going to take notice, Starrcade Night, that the Four Horsemen are for real. We're here to stay, and just like Diamond, we are forever.
James, all I can say in conclusion, all I can say in conclusion, Rock and Roll, you keep putting the Andersons in a cage. It's not giving Armshaw a rand. You're just feeding the enemy, and eventually, and I'm talking Starrcade Night tonight, the Four Horsemen reign is caught up with you.
That's the bottom line right there. What the Four Horsemen say, the Four Horsemen are going to do. And we're going to walk out with all the glory and all the belts and all the money and all the prestige. And there's not one thing that anybody can do about it.
Next week, I'm going to say I told you so.
We'll see you Thanksgiving night at Starrcade.
And that wrapped up NWA Worldwide from November 22nd, 1986. Doc, thoughts on that last promo right there?
How many different ways can they just say we're getting ready to roll in this thing?
Yeah, really, huh?
Here's something y'all need to consider. So we watched Saturday night. That was Worldwide just now. That wasn't all the promos, but it was most of them. There was also NWA Pro that aired during this same time period. So there was another show that I don't have access to where I'm sure there were more Horsemen promos and promos from Dusty and Nikita and everybody. So I'm sure they repeated it a few more times. Let's just say it like that. But yeah. So y'all like the promos during Saturday night better though?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought the Worldwide ones were real good. Anyway.
Whatever.
Okay. Well, shit. Harper, what we got coming up with Wildcat, man? Anything?
Not till fucking WrestleCon.
WrestleCon. So we'll
that Thursday.
Let's mention this early in advance.
All right.
Saturday night, April the 7th at WrestleCon, April the 7th. April the 5th. Saturday.
The 5th.
Thursday night. God,
it's a Thursday night. It's the first. See, we're kicking off fucking WrestleCon.
Yeah, first show of WrestleMania weekend.
Right. We're shooting off the first fucking round to start off fucking WrestleMania weekend. How about that shit?
You have to use that terminology. We're shooting off. That's nice, Opera. That's real classy. Thursday night, April the 5th, WrestleCon. Wherever WrestleCon is in New Orleans, I forget where it's going to be. It's going to be near
the convention. The Sugar Mill.
The
Sugar Mill, yeah.
There you go. So be there. 6 p.m. is bell time. Doors open at 5. We're plugging it well in advance to kind of give you a heads up. Harper's going to be there. I should be there. I mean, I've made arrangements to go down there and get a room and everything. So I will be there. That's the plan, at least right now. Again, Thursday night, April the 5th, WrestleCon in New Orleans. Wildcat Sports kicks off WrestleMania weekend. It's the first show of the weekend. So be there. So and we'll talk more about that as we get to it. Doc, you got anything before we get out of here?
Dude, we haven't said it yet, but I've played this whole game sick. Remember when Jordan played that game with the flu in the finals? Man, I've been sick all night.
Comparing yourself to Jordan playing game six in the finals.
It's just how much I care about all the Dogaholics out there.
Did you get sick from that guy at work?
There's so many germs flying around these days, it's hard to pinpoint where they're coming from. But let's just say I'm out of gas, so let's get on out of here, pal.
We're pretty sure he's got the flu.
Bro, fuck. From that guy.
He got it from the T-Rex. Once again, if you missed any of the links that I talked about in today's show, like tinyurl.com/BTTPatron or the Amazon referral link, tinyurl.com/BTTAmazon, you can find them in the show description in the links of the episode. Other than that, I think I'm all tuckered out myself. And you can follow Harper at CJHHudat. You can follow me on Twitter at Mike504Saints and then follow the show at BTT_podcast where we post everything. And do us a favor, every time you see us posted on Facebook or Twitter, share it or hit the retweet. It really helps grow the show. Harper, I know you ain't got nothing else, so hit the tagline so we can get on up out of here.
book it, bitch.